This is Issues and Ideas on KCBX Public Radio for the Central Coast. I'm Lisa Osborne. Orchid enthusiasts from around the world are going to be in Santa Barbara this weekend for the Santa Barbara International Orchid Show. The halls of Earl Warren Showgrounds are going to be filled with exotic floral arrangements. There's also orchid art and photography, so a lot to see out at the show. George Hatfield is president of this year's show. Thanks for meeting me here in downtown Santa Barbara to tell me all about it, George.
My pleasure, Lisa. I'm really glad to be here. I think we've got a fantastic show coming up. We have participants coming from all over the world, and this is the biggest show in the United States. It's been running for 71 years, and it has a lot of grandeur and history going behind it, and we're pleased to bring it to our community here in Santa Barbara.
So how much of the participation is local and regional versus international, since it is the international show? You have people from all over coming.
I'd say our breakdown is about 80% local, about 10% from around the United States, and about 10% international. But we have people coming from doctors and professors coming from all over the world to participate in our show. It's kind of a gathering place for a lot of the orchid aficionados, and they like to gather and see each other, and it's really a fun affair.
Well, it's fun to see these plants. In fact, the orchids, they look like works of art themselves. It's hard to believe that they're real-life plants, the way that some of these look. How hard is it to grow orchids, and what goes into some of these plants that are going to be on display this weekend?
Well, Lisa, some of these orchids are rather easy to grow. We have a wonderful environment here and along the coast here that we can grow a lot of the Mediterranean orchids. A lot of orchids from Asia and Australia grow really, really well in our areas. But it can be as complicated as needing some very complicated growing equipment, terrariums and things such as that. But we have orchids that, you know, cross all boundaries, some that you can grow simply in your home and have wonderful results, and others you do need more technical equipment to grow. But we've got something for everybody at the show.
And you do have classes for orchid growing. Tell me more about the classes that are going to be offered.
Right. Well, in conjunction with our show, we're having the Cymbidium Congress from the Cymbidium Society of America, and people are able to register for that, and they can hear speakers from all around the world. And as well as that, we're going to have workshops on repotting orchids. We want to make sure that people not only buy orchids, but they're able to grow them after a period of time and have wonderful results on their own. It's one thing to sell an orchid, but it's another thing that we want to take on to teach people on how to successfully grow orchids and have wonderful results later on. This is an opportunity for the community to see orchids that they would have to travel around the world and pay thousands and thousands of dollars in airline tickets to see, but they can just buy a ticket for $14 at our Santa Barbara show and see orchids that would cost thousands and thousands of dollars to see if you had to buy an airline ticket. We have people from all continents, except from Antarctica, that are going to be displaying orchids. As far as the selling areas, we have 60 vendors this year, and they're going to bring a lot of exotic orchids that you don't normally see at our local nurseries. And that's part of the beauty of this show, is that it's a gathering of people from all around the world that are bringing in nursery-grown orchids.
There are a lot of bus tours that are going to be coming into Earl Warren Showgrounds for the weekend. That's how a lot of people get there. Talk about what the showroom is like, the hall, because it looks like a nature wonderland. It's set up so beautiful, and some of the plants are just incredible.
Well, we're very blessed to have exhibitors from all around the world that spend thousands and thousands of dollars putting in hundreds of orchids in their displays. We have the largest display in the United States, and I kind of akin it to going to Disneyland for orchids. It's got something for everybody there, and you'll see orchids that you just don't see anywhere else in the United States. Santa Barbara is kind of the ground zero for Cymbidium orchids. Cymbidium started here in Santa Barbara, and they've been a very big part of this show for many, many, many years.
And that's what you grow. You have a place in Oxnard where you grow Cymbidiums. What do you do with your plants?
Well, part of my project is to do a lot of breeding and trying to create new types of orchids. What we're trying to do is create orchids that are more grower-friendly, take and produce flowers in a shorter period of time. One of our main focuses is on footprint. We want to make sure that we have a very small orchid that produces lots of flowers. One of the problems with cymbidium orchids is they tend to be a little bit large, but they're such a wonderful outdoor garden plant in Southern California. That's the true beauty of a cymbidium, is you don't need anything more than a home and a place to grow. They grow in any types of conditions. I'm actually right now working with the Huntington Gardens and establishing the largest cymbidium collection in the United States, species-wise. And so we're able to grow them in the warm climate of San Marino to the cool beaches of Santa Barbara.
That's amazing. Yeah, Huntington Gardens there in the Pasadena area. This is Issues and Ideas on KCBX Public Radio for the Central Coast. I'm Lisa Osborne talking with George Hatfield, who's president of the Santa Barbara International Orchid Show, which is coming to the Earl Warren Showgrounds in Santa Barbara this weekend. This is the 71st annual show for you here in Santa Barbara. What's the theme?
This year our theme is the Wild World of Orchids. We're hoping that everybody incorporates that into their displays. And we're expecting at least 60 displays inside the exhibit hall.
Talk about judging orchids. That's one of the things that the people are there who are displaying their orchids. They're going to be judged. How do you judge an orchid? What are you looking for?
Well, we actually have three different types of judging going on during the show. We're going to have the American Orchid Society, which will have their judges attend our show on Thursday, and they'll pick their champions. We'll also have the Cymbidium Society of America. They'll come in and pick their award winners. And we also have ribbon judging, which is made up by local enthusiasts who want to participate and learn more about judging. So we actually have three different types of judging going on during our event. And typically we give out about 500 awards during the show. Last year we gave out 25 American Orchid Society awards, 25 Cymbidium Society of America awards, and about 450 ribbon judging awards.
So anyone who attends is going to have a chance to see the winners. For photographers who want to capture these beautiful orchids, is photography allowed in the showrooms?
Sure, we encourage the photography, and it's a great chance for photographers to take pictures of plants that they don't normally get to see. Again, people from all over the world are bringing their special prized orchids that they've grown and cultivated and groomed for many, many years to be in prime condition for the show. And we love to have photographers there. We have lots of selfies going on at the show by our attendees as well.
And you're even catering to people who like to take selfies this year.
Yeah, we'll have selfie stations for people to be able to take pictures of themselves with some gorgeous orchids. And we started that last year, and it really was a popular venue.
I'll bet. Now, and you're also going to have a photography exhibit, so what will we see in there?
Well, we'll have just some different pictures of orchids for people to see that may not be on display, but trying to show the diversity of orchids. Orchids are actually the largest genus in the plant kingdom. One-tenth of all plants are in the orchid group, and it's an interesting, diverse group of plants. Typically, an orchid, by definition, is a plant that's bilaterally symmetrical, meaning that the left side and the right side are the same. So, again, it's a large group. We're actually going to have some vanilla orchids on display there, showing people the beauty of vanilla and where a lot of the seasonings come from.
So if you wanted to come in from San Luis Obispo or even up from Los Angeles, the Amtrak station isn't too far away. You have to go to the main downtown Santa Barbara station, then it's maybe about a six-minute taxi ride or ride from there.
We also want to make sure that people are aware of our partnership with Samsung Diabetes Clinic that's having a special ball on Thursday night to show everybody the award winners, and that's put on by Samsung Diabetes Clinic.
And then the main show kicks off on Friday and runs Saturday and Sunday. Awesome. We'll have some information on our website, kcbx.org. And then for the kids, is there anything for the kids to do while mom and dad are looking at the orchids?
Yeah, we'll have some puppet stations there where kids can play with the orchids and do some interactive things. And we want to make sure that the kids are interested in orchids and get away from their Game Boys and all their little handheld electronic things and learn a little bit about nature.
I'm with you on that. They should be doing that more often, that's for sure. All right. George Hatfield, thank you so much for joining me today here in Santa Barbara, talking about the Santa Barbara International Orchid Show. We're going to put some information at kcbx.org, and the show opens at 9 o'clock on Friday morning, so you can get there early, get some photographs, or just to enjoy the flowers before the bus tours get there, right? Is that the insider tip?
Yeah, we really recommend to get there early as you can because the plants are in pristine condition and you want to make sure that you don't have to have too many people around you in front of your photographing subject.
Awesome. For more information, go to sborchidshow.com and check it out at kcbx.org. We'll post some photos of from past shows there as well. George Hatfield, thanks. Have a great show.
Thank you, Lisa.
This is Issues and Ideas on KCBX Public Radio for the Central Coast. I'm Lisa Osborne. For more photos of this show and other interesting places to go and things to see around Southern California, hit my website, traffic411.com. This is KCBX.